Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
I'm going to be hanging out here with you for two more hours. Thank you to everybody who participated in hours number one and two. Thank you so much to our producer for tonight, holding it down this week, Jack Stern. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. Much love and shout outs to all the truck drivers out there. And everybody listening on a smart speaker. So whether you're in Miami, Florida, or whether you're in Honolulu, we get a lot of listeners out in Hawaii. Tons. I appreciate you wherever you happen to be listening. All my friends in Canada as well. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. We got a phone number. It works. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We have talked about Baker Mayfield. We have talked about Odell Beckham Jr. We have talked about Deshaun Watson. We have gone through a lot tonight. As we continue on, I want to get into some other things. Let's talk about the Lions, the Vikings. I want to talk to you about the Dolphins, the Chargers. I want to talk to you about the Ravens. I want to talk to you about individuals who want to complain about all the money that Major League Baseball players are making. I'm just trying to understand. At this very moment, though, we have a lot of callers on the line with varying thoughts. I want to talk to them, get their opinions on things. And then I want to talk about two NFL teams that gets no love. The Minnesota Vikings. And how about this? One of our callers brought it up last night. The Detroit Lions. Yeah, you heard that. The Detroit Lions. Someone asked, why don't other people show them love? I got some answers. I think we all know the answer, but we're going to talk about them. Let's get to the calls. 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS. What's up, John?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure.
Let's talk about OBJ. Is this guy for real? I don't think he's ready to go. I think his blown out knee is still hurting him. I don't understand why he's trying to hang out with LeBron when he should be conditioning to get ready to play. I just don't understand this guy.
Oh, he was hanging out with LeBron? Oh, well, okay. I didn't see that.
Oh, I thought that's what you said earlier.
No, that did not come out of my mouth. What I said was Odell Beckham Jr. was at the Dallas Mavericks game with Dallas Cowboys players. LeBron James was not mentioned one time tonight.
My apologies.
Okay.
But you think the guy would be out trying to condition and get ready, and if he wants to play ball, play ball. I mean, most teams would ask, show me what you got.
Okay.
I think he's worried about blowing his ACL out again.
I think that's probably a legitimate question, and thank you, John, for calling from Toronto. I'm not going to – and, yes, I called Odell Beckham Jr. selfish, and I'll play you the audio clip as to why I said that. But what I'm not going to do is question his commitment to actually going out there and playing. I'm not. I don't know what Odell is doing all day long. I'm not going to doubt that this man is practicing, is getting ready. And sometimes we got to remember these guys are human. Regardless of what stories that you hear about how dedicated they are and, You know, even if we go to an extreme, talking about Kobe Bryant going to practice at 3 and 4 in the morning. This man was at home with his family. You didn't go see him necessarily out there clubbing later in life, I should say. Earlier on in his career, he was certainly a man about town in Hollywood as he was a teenager. But as he got older, that changed, that developed. I'm not going to knock any player who wants to go out and quote-unquote have leisure time. No harm, no foul. I'm not going to look at Odell at the Dallas Cowboys game and say, oh, well, he should have been conditioning his leg. I think this guy's been conditioning his leg for months since tearing his ACL because this is what he does for a living. He plays football. Does he put a little bit too much attention on himself? Yeah, maybe if you want to take that approach to why is he at the game and Yeah, do that. He was at another NBA game last night, I believe in Phoenix, for that blowout. I just think he's selfish. And why do I say that? I want to play this again for you. This is what Odell Beckham Jr. had to say on the shop last night when he was asked pretty much, hey, where do you want to play?
I haven't made the decision. And for me, it's like I would like to be in a stable environment, get up 6 a.m., leave at 6 p.m., for 4 weeks, and then let's talk about it. I've played football for a long time. Like, I'm not saying that I couldn't step in and play regular season, but I don't see the point. I really don't. Like, I would rather play when that pressure's on. I would rather play when the lights is on. Like, I went through the whole playoffs, and I was, after having my first bad playoff experience, like, all I was ready for was to clear that off my name.
Is that, I don't think that's necessary to say. You don't see the point in playing a regular season? Why? Because it's an injury risk to you? I mean, when you're going out and participating in a team sport, I just think that's nothing to be said. Go out and say that you're ready to play. Just leave it there. I mean, I think most guys don't want to participate in training camp. I'm sure there's a lot of guys that would like to take a game or two off or get an additional bye week throughout the season that kicks your ass. DeMarcus Lawrence said it best earlier in the week. If Odell Beckham Jr. can come in and play football, then I'm all for it. If Odell is going to come in and it's going to be a circus that follows him around, I'd rather him not. And I think for all of his actions and not just talking about how I don't see the point. The point in regular season is camaraderie. So you actually play as a team. You haven't been able to. And you talk about you played a lot of football. Yeah, okay, how much? You've been hurt a lot too. You're just trying to preserve yourself. He's about him, as he should. Go get your money, but damn. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Rick is calling from Toronto.
Thank you for taking my call again, JR. I'm going to try to defend Odell Beckham Jr., basically. I'm going to try something different. You know, early in the show, I heard people complain about Baker Mayfield's contract. You know, in Canada, we have our league like up here. If you don't like the NFL league itself, you can watch our game with hundreds of thousands of people in the U.S. watching because basically you get
okay.
No
talk, slow down, yeah. Rick. Get to Odell. Just talk about Odell.
Okay, you came across when we heard this clip what he just said. Like Odell is offending me because he doesn't want to play a regular season game, the 17 to 18 game season. Okay, and it sounded like you're offending our $2 billion contract. For the rights holders for Thursday night football, for Sunday afternoon, for Sunday night, and Monday night. That's what it sounds like. You're offended, not because he doesn't want to play football.
No, I was very clear in what I said, both last hour and right now. It's about.
I know,
it's not. No, you don't know. Stop and listen.
Yeah,
I was very clear in talking about how if I were in the locker room, I wouldn't be a fan of that. And I take the position of someone like DeMarcus Lawrence, who pretty much said the same thing. And so there is no, and thank you, Rick, for calling from Toronto. No, man, there is no insinuation that I am taking the position of rights holders. I'm not Amazon. Am I a football fan? Yeah, I want to see all the best talent play. But I'm not Amazon. I'm not running around looking to have Odell play so I can have a couple million more streams? No, what do I care? I was very clear in what I said. There was no insinuation. It was that he's selfish. And if I was a team owner or general manager or coach, I'd have to be desperate at this point to say, let me bring him in. And that's not to say that he gets to a team and that he's a bad teammate. It's not to say that he's going to show up and not demand attention from the opposing defensive coordinator. All of that is true. But do you want the circus? Certain guys can start to resent other dudes in the locker room. It's no different than anything else in life. You're doing a job and you're busting your ass and someone comes in and not necessarily takes away Sean, but they make the job so much more difficult to do. They make the environment stressful. People start to resent that. It's a bad feeling. It's called morale. And sometimes it can work out. It's a risk. You take a risk. Sometimes is it worth it for a Super Bowl? Maybe yes. So I believe someone will give him a chance. Let's see what happens. 855-212-4CBS. DJ is here from Houston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, good evening. So getting back to Baker, I believe that he would be a great fit in Houston. Here's why, and this is undisputed. Number one, they've always had a backup quarterback who supposedly is their leading quarterback, but is ultimately a career backup quarterback. I can name a few.
No, I'm not asking you what's disputed. Why do you believe that this man, Baker Mayfield, belongs on the Texans?
Okay. He would be their backup because they're going to draft a hopefully historic quarterback. So this quarterback that comes in this number one season, Baker may start. Maybe a game or two, or during the preseason.
Okay.
And then when he does take over, Baker would serve as a great backup.
Well, let me explain something very simple to you, DJ. I got to be honest. That's a crap plan. If I'm the Houston Texans and I'm on my way to the number one overall draft pick, I assume that they want to bring in or draft someone like, I don't know, Young or Stroud out of Ohio State. They want to swing for the fences. We're talking about Odell Beckham Jr. and how much of a potential distraction he could be or the circus that he would bring. If you're trying to educate and introduce and indoctrinate a young quarterback into the NFL, the last thing I want to do is bring someone in who harnesses and brings so much attention. It's a massive distraction. And we have absolutely zero evidence, none, that Baker Mayfield is going to be some great backup. It says who? The man didn't even prove to necessarily be a great or consistent starting quarterback for reasons that are some of in his control and some out. Terrible, man. The thing about running a professional sports team or franchise is that you don't want to be a joke. You don't want to be the Raiders. You don't want to be the Jets. For the most part, maybe not so much now, you don't want to be the Lions. You want to minimize distractions. You want to have dudes focused in. You don't want to draft a quarterback and have Baker Mayfield in a room with him. Why? The quarterback is going to go, why is Baker here? Baker Mayfield is going to go, why am I here? I want to play. You going to groom him? Sometimes we got to look at situations and try to make 1 + 1 = 2 and not 11. Can we try? We got to try, right? And speaking of the Lions, how about this, man? The Detroit Lions are on a little bit of a streak. Can I call it a little bit of a streak? They've won 4 out of their last 5 games. They just blew out the Jags. Okay, sure, yes, the Jags. So 40-14. And it seems that they're finally moving in a positive direction. Let's keep in mind, the Detroit Lions, this is a squad. They went 3-13 last year. Let me say that again. They went 3-13 last year. And so when you think about a Lions squad that has already won 5 games, you got to give them credit. And their offense, it's moving. It is. top 10 in points, probably closer to the middle of the pack in the top 10, a matter of fact. Jared Goff he's being Jared Goff. He's not absolutely wowing you. He's not throwing the game completely away. For whatever reason, DeAndre Swift can never stay healthy. What's up, Bulldog? Jamal Williams is leading the way. Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023, but let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023, but let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
I mean, I'd love to hear his dad commentate every single game. Nobody necessarily talks about him. He's one of the more dynamic receivers in the game. And so they're humming along. The defense sucks. The defense is still hot crap. But the Lions, they have to be respected. Do I think that they're going to make the playoffs? No, I don't think so. But you got to give them credit for, quote-unquote, being decent. And that's a step in a positive direction for this squad. Because Dan Campbell, it was only earlier this week that he spoke to the media. Man, come on, Dan played in the NFL. I remember this guy as a tight end. Dan Campbell, he said, yeah, if we kept stinking this joint up, starting the way we did, at 1-6, let me say that again. The Lions started this season 1-6. They won 4 out of their last 5. They've improved to 5-7. Dan Campbell said it. I knew I was going to get the boot.
I don't read everything, but I told you, I get hit up with things, and so I know at one point I was going to get fired, you know, and now I'm not. And so I know how all this works. And the reality is, man, we're 5-7. We got 5 to go here. And, man, this is a big 5-game stretch for us. And we're getting better.
Yeah, up next, the Minnesota Vikings. Yeah, who would have thought that a Lions-Vikings matchup was going to be interesting or worth a watch in the NFC North? Well, now it is. And so Dan Campbell moving forward, yeah, he's gone from knowing that he was going to get fired at 1-6 to now saying, hey, I got a lot of faith in my guys. Yeah, listen to him tell you about it.
I know if we can make enough waves and win enough games, then we'll look up and let's see what happens at the end of the season. But as far as expectations, you guys can figure that out and the fans. But I do believe in this team, and I haven't wavered from that. I believed in them even when we were 1-6. So, you know, we got to play good football. It's a good team coming in, but there again, I like our football team.
Oh, wow. He should. I'd have faith in Dan Campbell. I mean, I'd want to play for him the way he talks. And if you think about the remaining games on their schedule, yeah, they're 5-7. They can beat the Minnesota Vikings. I believe they can. The New York Jets are on the schedule. The Jets have a damn good defense. That might be a little difficult, but the Jets are trying to figure out who and what their quarterback is. Anybody could beat the Carolina Panthers. Anybody can beat the Chicago Bears. And then the final game this season for the Lions happened to be against the Green Bay Packers, of which they beat already. to start off this 4 out of 5 game stretch that they were on. They beat Aaron Rodgers 15-9. Maybe this will be the game Aaron Rodgers says, sorry, I'm just going to put you guys out of your misery, because at that point, they're probably already out of theirs. And so with the Vikings up next, head coach, new head coach of the Vikings, Kevin O'Connell, like he's also giving the Lions some credit.
Our first time in an NFC North divisional game going on the road. We talked earlier this week with you guys about the challenge this football team in the Detroit Lions present, both from a skill player and the guys up front. Really well coached, tough team, playing really good football. Their best football in the month of December is a real real credit to Dan and his staff and their players for building something there, and they're playing really good football. It's all over the tape. So it's going to be a hell of a challenge for us, and we're going to have to be at our best to go get a victory and get our 11th win.
Oh, it's a love affair. Oh, Kevin O'Connell, it's a love affair between O'Connell and Dan Campbell. Oh, they just hug each other. Go hug. Let me not say never. Just to talk about it is unusual. The Detroit Lions, the Minnesota Vikings. We haven't seen the Lions in the playoffs in what, 6 or 7 years? It's been a while. I don't think they're going to go this year, but at least you got to, quote-unquote, put some respect on their name. Lions getting ready to take on the Vikings. And quite frankly, how can you not root for a guy who during his introductory press conference just sounded like a raving lunatic? That man, Dan Campbell, you got to root for a guy who sounds like this.
City's been down, and it found a way to get up. All right, it's found a way to overcome adversity. All right, and so this team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth. All right, and when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. All right. And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take 2 more shots to knock us down. All right. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap and we're going to get up. And then it's going to take 3 shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing.
Is that a football coach or is that somebody I should call the authorities on? Whatever he's saying, the Lions are believing in him. Because he said it out of his own mouth. He was one step away from getting the boot. And now he knows he's going to be here through the stretch run to stay. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Can you believe it? The Lions have won 4 out of 5 games. You got to give them some credit and respect. What are your thoughts? I'm going to take your calls, 855-212-4CBS. And I'm going to tell you why I am not high on the Vikings. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. I'll be in Portland in a couple of days. I'm going to be in Phoenix, Arizona in a couple of days. Yeah, the media for the movement tour with Special Olympics, it continues on. We're talking about how we can use sports to better people's lives, to be more inclusive in both sports and the field of health as well. Go to SpecialOlympics.org. And if you want to keep up with me and every place that I'm going and what I'm doing, you can see some photos and pictures on Twitter at JR Sport Brief. Same thing on Instagram at JR Sport Brief. Just trying to help people elevate. That's it. Like, I'm cool. I'm good. Just trying to do cool things for other people so they can just have fun and live and have an enjoyable life as well. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, we talked about, speaking of elevation, we're talking about a team that is currently elevating. The Detroit Lions have gone from a 1-16 to a team that is now 5-7. They have won 4 out of their last 5 games. They have the Minnesota Vikings up next. Their offense, they can certainly put some points on the board. Now, their defense leaves something to be desired. They still basically give up 25-plus points a game. You can score against the Lions, but they're going to put some points up as well. And they take on the Minnesota Vikings. And do I think the Lions are going to make the postseason? No, I don't. They have winnable games here to finish out the rest of their season. But you got to give them credit for what they've done already. And if they should make the postseason, man, that'd be special. Lions fans deserve every and anything that would potentially come their way. And so I'm going to take your calls, 855-212-4CBS. And then I want to tell you, I think for the what feels like the millionth time, why I'm not a fan of the Minnesota Vikings. Let's hit the lines. Let's go to Jason. He's calling from Detroit. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR? I just want to hit on a couple points with the Lions. So you got the kind of the bird's eye view, the national standpoint. I get it, the 1-6. The hoorah coach. You know, I'm not a Lions fan. I jumped off that bandwagon a long time ago, and I'm not jumping on. But I'm going to call it what it is. Brad Holmes, the GM of that team, has got some really young talent, up-and-coming talent. Kirby Joseph on the defensive side of the ball, Hutchinson. He drafted Pascal. I mean, you could go through the list of some of the moves he's made, even with the Rams pick. Jared Goff is arguably playing the best football of his career. He was always, you know, he was never known as a deep threat. He's making some big plays, 20-plus yards. I mean, with some big receivers. Jameson Williams hasn't seen the field yet. DJ Chark just got healthy. So, yeah, I mean, I kind of looked at it the same way you did, you know, 1-6. But those first seven games, yeah, they could have easily won 5 or 6 of those
games. They choked. So let me help you out here. I'm not giving a quote-unquote national perspective. I'm giving a my perspective. Someone who says, okay, what happened in the game? This is what's going on. I know who they drafted.
But I'm saying you got a broader spectrum, so it's not because you're doing anything wrong. It's just because, you know, you got a lot of things you got to cover, so maybe you can't delve into some things as much as you'd like.
I have issues. I have problems. Yeah. So I wouldn't necessarily go by that. I have a major issue of probably consuming too much information. I was actually out in Detroit about a month and a half ago as well, right at the start of the season. So I understand what you're saying, and I certainly saw a lot of those games where they pretty much choked things away. But the facts are the facts. They started off 1-6. They've been able to turn things around. They have some winnable games here at the end of the year. Do I think that they're going to, you know, win enough to get into the postseason?
Could they have beat the Bills on Thanksgiving? Was that a
probably not.
What did you watch the game?
What, on Thanksgiving?
Yes, sir.
No, I was actually drinking on Thanksgiving. I didn't see that one, no.
Okay, so you know what? You probably don't got an idea of what kind of team they are if you didn't watch them on the national level. You know?
Look at them
as a 1-6. It's not fair for
that's
you.
That's inaccurate. No, it's not. No, it's not. Here's some facts.
You're drinking. Maybe you're drinking now.
No, I'm not. I was actually, yes, water. Here's not a national fact. Here is a known fact for the Detroit Lions, and this goes beyond what this year has been. The Lions have been a joke, okay? And for the first time in probably about...
Lions have been or what the Lions are? I don't get it. Was this a segment on the Lions' history?
Did you just hear what I said? I believe I'm speaking English to you. I spoke in the past tense. Well, slow down. I'm not going to hang up on you. Slow down and listen. You heard what I said. The Lions have been a joke. For the first time in probably 6 or 7 years, the Detroit Lions are actually playing good football. They have a chance to go to the postseason, and they're garnering respect with a new head coach who's actually been in the league and is entertaining. The ultimate point here, and you just heard, oh, my God, stop talking. Oh, my God. Jesus. This guy is mouth almighty here. The Lions have been irrelevant. They haven't. They have been irrelevant. Excuse me. Am I sitting down watching every single Lions game? Hell no. Why would I? They stay up sucked. Do I see what's going on? I do. I don't have to sit down and watch all 60 minutes. But the fact is, everybody should know that right now. People should pay attention to them. And God bless them. I'm thrilled for Lions fans that they actually have something to root for this season. especially for a head coach who came out of his own damn mouth. You tell me, what's to be so effusive about when the head coach says this earlier this week about his own, just his own mortality as a coach? He's like, I'm getting ready to get the boot. Take a listen to this.
I don't read everything, but I told you, I get hit up with things. And so I know at one point I was going to get fired, you know, and now I'm not. And so I know how all this works. And the reality is, man, we're 5-7. We got five to go here. And, man, this is a big five-game stretch for us. And we're getting better.
You're damn right they are. I can't create the math here. I've been tracking this team for years. One of my buddies actually represents one of the wide receivers on the team. Another one of the running backs on the team, the one that can't stay healthy, I actually know. And so let's actually slow down on what I know and what I don't. I can tell you what I don't want to do. Watch losers. But I'm going to pay attention to them more so now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Scott is here from Chicago.
I'm sorry about that previous caller. I am a Lions fan, and to be completely frank, this feels like a completely different season than I have ever seen before. I'm loving what Brad Holmes is doing. Dan Campbell, I don't think he was going to get fired because he signed a six-year deal last year, so I just can't see a Ford family member firing somebody in year two of a six-year contract. But
Sheila has said she's tried to take a different approach, but at least we don't have to worry about that now.
Absolutely. And that one is more of, I would be fine to be proven wrong on that one at some point in life.
Sure.
But, Sheila gets to do what Sheila wants to do. But honestly, with this team, no, they're not making the playoffs. But they're actually looking competent, which, again, I live in Chicago. When I go to the Lions-Bears game at Soldier Field, I get free beer from people sitting all around me because they feel bad. And, like, this is not going to happen, hopefully, for the next few years. It's just kind of awesome.
Yeah, this is the only thing. This is my only thought. It's a beautiful thing when you have all of the offensive talent. I don't think at the end of the day, Aaron Glenn is going to be there to be the defensive coordinator when you have guys like Aiden Hutchinson who are moving to the next level and the defense becomes competent. I'm still very interested to see when the Lions are back to being good. I don't think Goff is going to be the QB. I know that's a question for another day. I just don't foresee him being a dude.
You know, I both agree with you and disagree with you. It all, you know, he's got one more year left at $30 million. They're also going to have probably, I think, the third or fourth most amount of salary cap going into next season. I mean, it's...
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
The holidays are only a few days away. Are you ready? Find that perfect gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Right now, during Blue Nile's site-wide holiday sale, get deals on their endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Need your piece fast? Order today and get free two-day shipping. Shop now and save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Ready to propose this holiday season? With just a few days left, Blue Nile can help. Blue Nile offers online tools to help you build a one-of-a-kind ring. Choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Order now to take advantage of Blue Nile's site-wide holiday deals and get free two-day shipping just in time for that holiday proposal. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. That's BlueNile.com, code RADIO.
Not unheard of that they extend it just to kind of get a little bit more money. And I'm in this draft, they definitely have to just go defense, and more defense, which means they're not trading up, contrary to what Chicago fans think, to go get, you know, the number two QB, whether that's Stroud or Young. Because you're right, they need the defense.
I'm thinking more so a few years from now. If they can continue to develop next season, and then you have some of these vets and defenders who kind of continue to round things out, I just don't see Goff as being a dude who takes them back to a playoffs. But we'll see, Scott. I appreciate you, man.
Thanks a lot. You too. Take care.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk about those Vikings. I'm going to get into the Dolphins and the Chargers, the Ravens. We got a lot to do here on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Getting better. That's what the Lions are doing. Winning four out of their last five games. Dan Campbell talking about, hey, I thought I was going to get fired. I know how this goes, and I'm still here. And I think they'll do okay the rest of the season to buy Dan Campbell some more time into next season. No reason to give him the boot now. None at all. And so the Lions are going to take on the Minnesota Vikings, who happen to be 10-2. And the Lions are actually a betting favorite right now to beat the Vikings, who are 10-2. And I got someone asked me, so quite a few people asked me on Wednesday when I gave you a top six list, teams that I think are best and most equipped to, you know, go on a playoff run, potentially to the Super Bowl. I didn't include the Minnesota Vikings on the list. And why didn't you include the Vikings? Why didn't you include the Vikings? Man, because you could throw the ball in the air against them like nothing. They give up almost 300 yards a game in passing yards. It's the worst in the NFL. Do I think they're going to have success in the postseason? Can they win a game? Maybe, yeah. But to keep going, I think it's fool's gold. And so the rest of the regular season, yeah, they're going to look nice. They got the Lions up. They're going to take on the Colts, the Giants, the Packers, the Bears. All winnable games. But there's not a damn thing going on with the Vikings where I go, oh, yeah, I'm going to favor them. I wouldn't be shocked if they won a playoff round or went further than that. I just think the way they play defense and the amount of points that they give up and the yards in the air, it's bound to eventually catch up with them. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Michigan. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Thanks for the positive vibes coming our way for the Detroit Lions. And real quick, you have a beautiful heart. The way you want to help children and believe them in themselves. Oh, my God, I almost started crying. You're a beautiful soul.
Well, don't say that, Greg. I need people to understand that I'm a terrible human being, but go ahead.
Okay. I just make it real quick. Sorry about that gentleman from Detroit, but he has his own thoughts. The Lions are going in a great direction. It seems most recently they're playing both sides of the football. They're looking good. They believe in themselves like they've never believed in before. I think they believe they can do it. Yeah, you're right. They're not probably going to go to the playoffs, but wow, what a momentum builder. What a spiritual builder that they're going through. And love you, and thanks for taking my call. And everyone, please, go for your dreams. And be like GIR. Help people in this holiday spirit. Love you.
Well, thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. The love is reciprocated to everybody. I got love for everybody. 855-212-4CBS. Bob is here from Illinois. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Bob?
Oh, JR, I'm a confused Bear fan. I'm married to a Viking fan from Minnesota.
How does that work out?
You know, when I go
it
up,
it doesn't trips, work out.
I got to tread softly.
Okay.
But first of all, the guy from Detroit, I hope, you know, when the Lions are on top, I'm almost rooting for him. I want to become a Lions fan because they have been down so long. But I hope he buys me a beer.
Okay.
You know, cruising. But yeah, I'm just a confused Bear fan. And the only thing that's in common between my wife's team, the Vikings and the Lions and everything, and the Bears, is that the Packers suck.
Well, Well, listen, Aaron Rodgers' pain is joy for everyone else.
Right. So, just looking for a little guidance on what a Bear fan should do. Because, you know, right now, it's, you know, drinking the Kool-Aid, but it's been a long, long walk for a while here.
It's going to be a rebuild. You already know that. You have a new general manager in Ryan Poles. Right. I think if you want to find some optimism here, is that Justin Fields does look like he can continue to develop. And as they continue to put weapons around him and hopefully protect him, that they're going to have success. And I knew this was coming for years. Where the Bears defense is actually holding down the fort and they have absolutely no offense, it was only a matter of time before the roles were kind of flipped and reversed. Like, they're a bad team. What are the Bears lost now? 6 or 7 straight games?
I got to admit, I don't know because I've kind of given up on them.
Well, damn. Well, yeah, they have. You know, with Fields or injured Fields, they've lost 6 or 7 straight games now. And what you can do is look forward to next season because there's not a damn thing happening the rest of the year.
All right, if you help me make my decision, I think for the rest of the season I'm going to be a Lions fan. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, might have got a root for somebody. And listen, Bob, thank you for calling from Illinois.
Yeah, take care. Thank you.
You as well. It's hard going for a lot of teams this year, man. At least you got a couple of teams flipping things around. The New York Jets have had some success, and they're trying to get into the playoffs with either maybe even Mike White as their starting quarterback. It's a little change of the tide. Even you got two other teams trying to get into the playoffs right now, haven't been. What about the Chargers? They're going to take on the Dolphins. Chargers are 6-6, always finding a way to choke. Miami Dolphins, they got punched in the mouth against the 49ers this past Sunday. They're trying to turn things around. Yeah, we trying to get some teams that we haven't seen in the postseason back. Wade is calling from here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Thanks, JR. I just wanted to get your thoughts on the whole Desmond Ridder getting the start for the Falcons. Now, I've been a long-time suffering fan of the Falcons, so it's been quite a change to go from Matt Ryan to Mariota, now to Ridder. And, you know, throughout the year, I supported Mariota. I thought that he was given another fair shot, and I've been supporting him even when it was unpopular. But it has reached a point where it's obvious that Ridder needs to at least get some field work, I think, in my belief. And I also think that in last offseason, Arthur Smith was the best head coach hire for any team that needed a head coach. So I know he's kind of played it unpopular to some, I think, when it comes to starting Ridder now late in the year. But right. I just wanted to get your thoughts on it. Thanks.
Oh, I'm in full agreement, Wade, and thank you for calling from Atlanta. It was only a matter of time. The minute that the Falcons fell out of quote-unquote legitimate contention, which I don't ever think was really the case, that you needed to go ahead and give Ridder a look. Marcus Mariota is what he is, and over the past several games, he's fallen off a cliff. For a man who had a decent start to the season, he's just sputtered. The offense has sputtered. I mean, not being able to deliver the ball to Pitts, who of course is now injured, and same thing for London, throwing the ball over everybody's head is ridiculous. And let's see if Ridder can actually add some stability to the team while they move into the bye week. So you might as well see what you have, because we knew this. Marcus Mariota was not going to be the guy. Never was. Yeah, that's the Falcons, our team. Yeah, like a lot of squads. Who is our quarterback? How can we have success? It's not going to be with Marcus Mariota. I think we all know that. I think Titans fans know that. I think Raiders fans know that. Falcons fans have learned that as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, I mentioned the Dolphins and Chargers. I'm going to talk about them and take your calls here on CBS Sports Radio.
Where can you wrap up your holiday shopping and unwrap the holiday spirit? Lowe's, actually. Explore the wonder of Winterfest at Lowe's. Find unbeatable deals on unbeatable gifts like the latest tech. A Google Nest Smart Thermostat was $129.99, now $89.99. Or save $100 on a Blackstone 30-inch flat top grill, now $299. Celebrate the season and check off all of your holiday shopping at Lowe's. Home to any possibility.
Offer valid through 12/24 while supplies last.
Ready to propose this holiday season? With just a few days left, Blue Nile can help. Blue Nile offers online tools to help you build a one-of-a-kind ring. Choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Order now to take advantage of Blue Nile's site-wide holiday deals and get free two-day shipping just in time for that holiday proposal. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. That's BlueNile.com, code RADIO.
Where can you jingle, mingle, and find every single holiday gift? Lowe's, actually. Wander the aisles during Winterfest and pick out the perfect present for $99, like a Craftsman 20-volt two-tool combo kit or your choice of a Kobalt 24-volt max brushless drill kit or impact driver kit. Or give the gift of possibilities with a Lowe's gift card. Get all of your holiday shopping done at Lowe's, home to any possibility. Offer valid through 12/24 while supplies last.